Into the street the piper stepped. Smiling first a little smile, as if he knew what magic slept in his quiet pipe the while. Then, like a musical adept, to blow the pipe his lips he wrinkled, and green and blue his sharp eyes twinkled, like a candle flame where salt is sprinkled. And ere three shrill notes the pipe uttered, you heard as if an army muttered, and the muttering grew to a grumbling, and the grumbling grew to a mighty rumbling, and out of the houses the rats came tumbling. Great rats, small rats, lean rats, brawny rats, brown rats, black rats, grey rats, tawny rats, grave old plodders, gay young friskers, fathers, mothers, uncles, cousins, cocking tails and pricking whiskers, families by tens and dozens, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, followed the piper for their lives. From street to street he piped advancing, and step by step they followed dancing, until they came to the river Besser, wherein all plunged and perished. You should have heard the Hamelin people ringing the bells till they rocked the steeple. "Go," cried the mayor, "and get long poles, poke out the nests, block up the holes, consult with carpenters and builders, and leave in our town not even a trace of the rats."